The streets of Ferguson are calm, and people here are looking to the future.
I hope everybody can be able to pick up and move on. That's what I hope.
Residents in this predominantly African-American community are getting on with their lives, but not forgetting about 18-year-old Michael Brown. They still wonder about the circumstances surrounding the unarmed teenager's shooting by white police officer Darren Wilson as Brown was walking to his grandmother's house in this neighborhood. John Bond says despite the passage of time, people shouldn't forget about the victims of the shooting.
Pray for both families, Wilson and Brown. Two families is destroyed and a community is destroyed.
People in Ferguson are rebuilding and fixing damage from the days of violent demonstrations, looting, and burning of stores. Many here are now waiting to see if a grand jury will bring criminal charges against Officer Wilson. Resident James Thomas says regardless of the outcome of the case, something needs to be done to address excessive force by police against African Americans.
I would hope that police would take a different angle in dealing with people, maybe get to know people, maybe not to look at especially my race and associate it with crime or that we are in violation of something. Just take a whole different attitude toward the community.
Ferguson community leaders say more job opportunities are needed for African Americans. Keisha Nelson says investing in young people will have long-term benefits.
So I hope that every of these businesses here in Ferguson give these children a chance, give them a chance to education, give them a chance to jobs, give them a chance to be apprentices, and allow them to have a better quality of life, because their better quality of life gives all of us a better quality of life.
In addition to creating more jobs, community leaders say blacks have to get involved in the political process and vote for someone who's determined to make this community a better place to live. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Ferguson, Missouri.